Romania surrounds the world. Perhaps we could start with a few words about your academic background. Before leaving Romania, afterwards, I see you have 2 degrees in philology and psychoanalysis.
I'm a graduate from the University of Bucharest, and I studied English and Spanish with the specialization in interpreting. That's way back in 75. And I moved to the States in 85 and went through a long training process as a psychoanalyst. I started the institute in 1988 and graduated as a certified psychoanalyst in 2002.
Why have you chosen this second profession?
Well, I didn't do it as an expediency. I've been interested in psychology and psychoanalysis, you know, throughout my life. My father, Victor Sohleanu, actually wrote a book in 1975 that is called A Critical Introduction to Psychoanalysis that presented a kind of philosopher of science point of view of psychoanalysis. But I think that you're also interested in getting to the bottom of yourself when you do that.
But perhaps literature and poetry remains your foremost love.
I think that my love is curiosity. I am just curious about things. And poetry and literature and translations indeed were a way to exercise the longing for the country that I left behind and for my roots that can never be denied. So in translating Eminescu, that was put to good use, I think.
Your exquisite translation of Eminescu even brought you a gold medal.
Yes, I was honored with that award. I started translating Eminescu in, I think, in 94. 96 was the first edition of The Legend of the Evening Star. In year 2000, that was the UNESCO Poet of the Year, Eminescu, saw the publication of my volume of translation, the Universe Publishing House, Poesia Alese, Selected Poems. And that was awarded the gold medal and brought me, recognition and election into the Romanian Writers Union.
Are you even now translating poetry by Eminescu or other poets?
I am doing not systematically. I never did any kind of translation as, you know, as a task. It is inspiration, and if I feel drawn to a certain poem, or I have a what we call a tuvai, right, or găselnița in Romanian, a finding about something that you think can indeed transpose the idea from the original to the target language, then I am excited and I get hooked, and from then on is, you know, inspiration and hoping you can do the best of it. So the question was about Eminescu. I translate other classics or contemporary poets, and I've done some Bakovia that was never put together in a volume, and I have random translations from, say, Blaga, Toporceanu, Coșbuc, Bakovia, and a few others, plus contemporary poets.
But you are a person of many interests and concerns. You are also a guitar player, and even a very good one, because you have won some prizes. You are also a part-time actor, professional tennis coach. How can you find the time for all these hobbies?
You know, I remember George Enescu used to say that you rest from work through work. I think that they are parts of, the personality. I kind of think of them as a unit. And my music interest that started early when I was singing before I could talk, and then went through the radio, TV, professional children's choir, and then I was the founder of the a cappella group Song, then the classical guitar, and more recently I'm quite interested in bel canto singing, and I keep singing every day. So they're part of me. There is a little bumper sticker on my car that says, caution, driver singing.
A very full life, you never get bored.
Yeah, And of course, the sports are the other part. I grew up playing soccer, probably like every kid. Then I turned to semi-professional interest, and I played basketball in the first league, and then tennis. And when I moved to the States, I continued to play tennis, and then I became a coach. And the coaching has kept me throughout the long years of the psychoanalytic training at the Institute. So
perhaps the last question about several current projects related to Romania.
I started an organization by the name of Global Arts, that it is only the recognition of all the activities, cultural and artistic, that I've been involved with the last 10 years or so. So this Global Arts organization is trying to promote the Romanian genius, whether through artists or translators or musicians, to the large, to the audience at large in the U.S. So under the aegis of Global Arts, that recently got tax-exempt status, this is important because perhaps sponsors can now help Global Arts with grants and so on for the cultural project. Then I'm working on various projects, and one of them is putting together all the Eminescu translations onto a CD. And this is a project in an advanced stage. American actor Jeremy Guyte is doing the reading quite nicely. I have a project on the Sapinsa Mary Cemetery with an American professional photographer. Actually, we did an opening of an exhibit at the Romanian Cultural Institute in New York 3 weeks ago, and the exhibit is still going with my translation of the epitaphs and photographs by Peter Caiaphas, wonderful artist, and we hope to put it together in an album. I think we made a proposal to the Romanian Cultural Institute and also to the Ministry of Culture. And recently, this is only a few days ago, I put together a concert with Nicolae Voiculet, the pan flutist, international rising star. And we did it at Wellesley College. It was originally thought as a fundraiser, but we ended it doing it as a solidarity concert for the victims of the Romanian flooding and the Katrina victims. The whole idea being that when catastrophe strikes, you do not want to start comparing whose tragedy is bigger. And compassion or true compassion is about being with somebody else's suffering. So since Voiculet was in the States at the time, and we good friends, and I invited him over, and he accepted to come, and we did this concert in the true spirit of compassion and humanitarianism.
And now to give you a sample of Mr. Sahlan's masterful rendition of Eminescu's poetry, here is a famous poem by our national poet in Mr. Sahlan's translation.
Unto the star. 'Tis such a long way to the star rising above our shore. It took its light to come so far, thousands of years and more. It may have long died on its way into the distant blue, and only now appears its ray to shine for us is true. We see its icon slowly rise and climb the canopy. It lived when still unknown to eyes. We see what ceased to be. And so it is when yearning love dies into depth of night. Extinct its flame, still glows above, following close up light.